17. Ghost voltage. An hour after he'd stashed the transmitter and left the prison morgue, Maul was circulating silently among Coghive 7's genpop. He'd dispatched another message through a maintenance droid, the same one he'd used to summon the gangs down to the prison laundry, and was waiting to hear back from the inmate he'd contacted. In the meantime, he stood and watched the crowds of prisoners moving about their business. There was, as always, a kind of heightened sensitivity that came whenever he'd spent any significant time with his master. An increased awareness of things, both hidden and exposed. The crackling prescience of latent energy fields that he'd come to think of as ghost voltage. Even here, among the dregs of the galaxy, Maul found it revelatory and exhilarating. He was crossing the gallery outside the mess hall when he spotted the inmate called Izsmash through a crowd of inmates. The Nelvanian's expression did not change, but the recognition in his eyes told Maul that he'd received the message Maul had sent earlier. Without a word, Maul pivoted, heading down the corrugated durasteel ramp through the narrow passageway that led into the maintenance tunnels below. Bare electrical fixtures threw their flat, declamatory glare across the floor beneath his feet, outlining his silhouette as crisply as a shape cut from the blackness of the universe itself. 20 meters down, he stopped and ducked deeper into the shadows, listening for approaching footfalls. After a moment, Izsmash spoke, his voice hushed.
"I came alone," he said. "What do you want?"
Maul turned and stepped into view.
"Information. You can threaten me all you want. I won't talk about Rud."
Catching himself, he stopped.
"I won't talk about that individual." "That's not why I asked you here," Maul said. "In any case, I doubt you know anything about Iram Radik that I haven't already found out."
Izsmash frowned.
"Then why? Strabo told me why you were sentenced to this place,"
Maul said.
"You're a renegade programmer. A data thief. Word is that you wrote the original cryptoviral code for that attack on the Phage network." "That's never been..."
Maul held up his hand.
"I need you to hack into the prison database. Get me information about all the inmates and their criminal history. I need a complete list. It's going to take time. I know something about slicing into systems myself."
Maul said, his mind cycling back to what felt like a lifetime ago, when the one known as Trezza had taught him computer saboteur skills during part of his time on Orsus.
"But right now, I don't want the exposure. Let me know when it's finished."
The Nelvanian cocked his head.
"Anything else? I'll let you know."
Izsmash nodded and turned to go, and all at once the lights above them flickered and dimmed. Maul glanced at him, immediately aware of the inmate's reaction.
"What was that?"
he asked.
"Some kind of brownout. Felt like a power outage."
"It's uncommon here."
"Very."
Izsmash shook his head.
"There's too many backups and auxiliary relays. The last time it happened..."
He glanced over his shoulder, then back at Maul.
"It was an escape attempt."
"What happened?"
"It was about a year ago. A couple of the cons got wise and tried to override the prison's main power grid from the medbay and reprogram the surgical droid to disarm the charges so they could get out."
"Did it work?" Izsmash shook his head.
"They died in the medbay."
"The guards caught them?"
"It wasn't the guards."
"Who then?"
Izsmash licked his lips. His eyes fell to the floor, then rose to meet Maul's, and his voice was just the ghost of a whisper.
"Radik." Why? He never lets anyone leave. Any inmate who's ever worked for him in any capacity, who might know anything about him, who might be able to provide his enemies with the slightest hint of his whereabouts. That's why he's based his operation in a prison where nobody survives. If they try to escape...
Maul felt something quicken within him. In some deeply intuitive way that defied all logical explanation, he already knew that he'd found what he was looking for. The next step toward his mission here. Whether this was the dark side at work, as Sidious had promised, or something as random as pure chance, it scarcely mattered. Before Izmash had finished speaking, Maul was already moving back up the ramp and across the gallery toward what awaited him on the far side of the prison's main level. Toward Medbay.